The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Did you hear? Did you hear? It's a secret. But did you hear that Chick-fil-A actually wants homosexuals to be murdered? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a rumor going around. That's a real live rumor going around. And guess what? The people at Snopes said, yeah, it could be true. It's insane. It is completely nuts. It is amazing what Chick-fil-A puts up with, and yet their sales continue to increase. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. It's about 7 minutes after the top of the hour, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. That's my number. Now, there's another telephone number that I'm pleading with you to call. And if you were listening just before the break, evidently we have not had a single phone call today to the Bible League. I was shocked and surprised yesterday that we haven't had any phone calls today to 800-YES-WORD because we had so many yesterday. Nearly $8,000 was pledged yesterday. That's great. That is phenomenal. And I am just so excited and pleased. We blew past our goal. We exceeded our goal. That's wonderful. That's great. But we are $2,000 away from the $10,000 threshold. And I really believe we could do that today with just a few phone calls. I believe with just a few phone calls to 800-YES-WORD, we could reach $10,000. And I know this audience very well, and almost always you immediately respond, and yet not a single phone call today. So before the break, I said, hey, if any of you have called and I haven't read your name, either give me a call or send me an email. And I haven't heard from anyone. So evidently we just haven't had any phone calls today. Let's change that. We've got an hour. Well, we've got about 50 minutes now. And could we have just five people call this entire hour? Just five. We haven't had any. We have one person who gave online. And God bless him. At thewordcolumbus.com, but not a single phone call. And it's just so unusual. So I'm not going to spend the entire hour on it. I'm going to mention it just a couple more times. I'm going to give you the number. And then I'm going to get into this Chick-fil-A story, which is just so bizarre. But five people, this entire hour, we'll get 30 or 40 phone calls in an hour, usually. I'm asking for five. 800-YES-WORD. We're providing Bibles for the persecuted church through the Bible League. Last year was the worst year in history for persecuted Christians. More Christians died, more Christians persecuted last year than at any other time in the history of the Christian church, the last 2,000 years. People around the world are suffering horrible persecution. And so many of them are doing it without even a Bible. All they want is a copy of God's word. That's all they want. All they want is a copy of God's word. They will suffer the persecution. They will stand up to the persecution. They just want a Bible. And for $5, you can provide a Christian. And most of these, it'll be the first Bible they have ever owned. The one and only first Bible they have ever owned. And you can do that for $5. Now, there's a matching grant on the table. Every dollar you give will be doubled. Every single dollar you give will be doubled. So $5 will actually provide two Bibles. That's $2, $2.50 per Bible. Wow. What a great opportunity. The matching grant is still on the table. 800-YES-WORD, five people. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Yesterday I asked for someone to start it. Some precious lady did. Let me tell you who started it. Peggy in Marysville started it all yesterday. I hope Peggy's listening today. Peggy was the very first person to call 800-YES-WORD. And then the floodgates opened. And nearly $8,000 came in yesterday after Peggy was first. Well, I'm hoping somebody will be first today. It's 5:12. 800-YES-WORD. All right, going to move on. 800-937-9673. $2,000 will take us to $10,000. Would you take a part of it? Small part, large part? That's between you and God. 800-YES-WORD. There is a rumor running around that Chick-fil-A is advocating the murder of homosexuals. I am not making this up, although the story is made up. Here's what the story is. Legislation was proposed in Uganda that would provide the death penalty for homosexuals. Now, stick with me. Listen carefully. Legislation was proposed in Uganda supporting the institution of the death penalty for homosexual acts. It was proposed. It was not passed. All right? There is a rumor running around that Chick-fil-A supported this legislation in Uganda. In fact, here is one of many tweets that have gone around just in the last few days. Here's a tweet. Today, Uganda announced a bill to legalize murdering gay people. National Christian organization paid a preacher to go to Uganda and help their lawmakers with the bill. Chick-fil-A funds National Christian Organization. If you eat at Chick-fil-A, this is what your money goes to. All right. It's a lie. The National Christian Organization has been active in Uganda, but there is no proof, none whatsoever, not a shred of proof, that the National Christian Organization paid to be a part of supporting this legislation in Uganda, which, by the way, did not pass. It's phony. It is bogus. But it's running all around the internet. So, when you're not sure about a story, what do? Well, you go to Snopes. Right? Snopes is the website that tells you whether something is true or false. Well, here is what Snopes says. Did Chick-fil-A help fund an anti-LGB death penalty law in Uganda? Conclusion? Mixed. Instead of saying, no, that's false, mixed. And then they go through this thing. What is true? Well, a Uganda government minister announced an intention to make homosexuality punishable by death in October of 2019. The National Christian Foundation has funded projects that opposed LGBT rights in Uganda. Never the death penalty. They have just stood for traditional marriage. And so they admit, well, we don't really have any evidence that Chick-fil-A directly supported the death penalty, but they did support this organization that might have, could have, maybe. It is, it's amazing what Chick-fil-A has endured. And yet, the more they're attacked, the more they're boycotted, the more God blesses them. And as I've said this many times before, that's a lesson for all of us. You don't need to defend yourself. Just serve God, tell the truth, and trust God for the rest. Good lesson for all of us.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. Friday football, and not just high school. The Bucks are playing tonight. The Buckeyes are playing on Friday night. I don't like it. I don't like it. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, my engineer, is the ultimate football fan and the expert on all things football. Jeff, what is your honest opinion about Buckeye football on Friday night?
I'm not a real big, not a real big fan of it.
You think it hurts high school football?
Around here, definitely.
Yeah. And I don't know. I should have asked you before. Has Ohio State ever played a Friday night game before?
They have. I believe what I heard was the last time they played a regular season Friday night game was 1959.
No kidding. 1959?
At least a regular season one, anyway.
Wow. All right. Well, they're playing tonight, and it's not till 8:30. That's kind of bad for us old folks. I'll probably get in the kickoff and take my Metamucil, put my teeth in the jar, and try to stay awake till the end of the first quarter. Maybe. All right. Hey, I got a new hero. Bruce in Mount Gilead has started the phone calls for today. Now it's 5:24. But Bruce has started it. God bless you, Bruce. Just moments ago, Bruce called 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. God bless you, Bruce. Thank you so much. What an encouragement. And you have started it. Now, I've asked for at least five people before 6 o'clock. Yesterday, we had, oh my goodness, we had a ton of people call yesterday from all over the state. I'm looking at the list from yesterday. Mount Vernon, Columbus, Grandview Heights, Marysville, Columbus, Findlay, Canal, Winchester, Bloomville, Groveport, Lancaster, Pickerington, Galloway, Dublin, Reynoldsburg, Worthington, Powell, New Albany, all over the state. Well, Mount Gilead now is represented today. Bruce called and made a very nice pledge. He just called 800-YES-WORD. All right, folks, we got about 35 minutes. I believe we can get at least four more calls. And with Bruce's call, we need less than $2,000 to make it to $10,000. We need about $1,900, and we'll be at $10,000. Now, already, over 80,000 people are going to be reached with the Word of God because of your generosity. Let's see if we can make it to 10 today. We got 35 minutes. 800-YES-WORD. Bruce has started it. George gave online. George gave yesterday by the phone. And I just got an email from George, and he says, hey, I just felt led to, and God will provide. I love that. God will provide. Gave yesterday, gave today. He gave online. Bruce gave by phone. Let's keep it up, folks. It has now started. We have till 6 o'clock. Well, you could call tonight as well, even over the weekend, but I'm just praying for at least four more people to call or go online before 6 o'clock. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. We can make $10,000 today. We need less than $2,000 to get to there. I believe we can do it. Boy, this story. Joe Biden, I don't think there's any chance in the world that Joe Biden is going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party. The Democrat Party. I get that wrong all the time. It's not the Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party. To be technical. There's this whole Ukraine thing, which I think stinks to high heaven. And then I had forgotten Joe Biden's first wife, Jill, his current wife, is his second wife. Joe Biden's first wife and daughter were killed in a horrible traffic accident back in 1972. I had forgotten that. Terrible thing. The car that Mrs. Biden, Joe Biden's first wife, was driving with their daughter and two of their sons ran into a tractor trailer, a semi truck. At the time, there was a full complete investigation done, and the truck driver was found to be completely innocent. Mrs. Biden, for whatever reason, went over into the lane of the truck. It was her fault. She drifted left of center and hit the truck. She and the daughter were killed instantly. Two of the sons were hurt, but recovered, obviously. Well, that was in 1972. Back when Joe Biden was running for president and then agreed to be vice president nominee with Barack Obama, he began telling this story that his wife had been killed by a drunk driver. He has told that story repeatedly now, that his wife was killed by a drunk driver. The family of the truck driver died a few years ago, but the family of the truck driver is demanding that Joe Biden stop lying, and they are demanding an apology. It doesn't look good for Biden.